Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to another episode of the Self-Build Plus podcast, where we chat with self-builders, suppliers, and experts about all things home building and renovating in Ireland on both sides of the border. I'm Astrid Mattsson, your host and the editor of Self-Build magazine.
So we have Stephen Blakely of Blakely Interiors. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So what does an interior designer do? How is it different to an architect? Yeah.
We primarily take the architect plans and try to make that into a home. So an architect's designing a house for you, which more likely they're trying to get plenty of free flowing space, they're trying to get plenty of light, and a fantastic looking house that looks great from two fields away. Mm. We're trying to make that a home. You know, so that's primarily what you want to use your architect to do.
Mm-hmm. So would you help in the design? Would you suggest even changing where the windows might go or
100%.
The configuration of the kitchen? Or
we tend
stepping
to,
on toes?
Yeah, we tend to argue a little bit with architects, you know.
Yeah.
Certainly in terms of window position. We also need to talk about door positioning as well, room size. We also talk about the practicalities of certain types of window whenever we come to dressing them. It does make a massive impact whenever you talk about the feel of the house when you're living in it. We would also help them with placement of lighting. We also help them with placement of plugs if we're going to bring in like soft lighting or occasional lighting, which is also very important. And obviously furniture. Furniture is a big thing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd also help to a certain degree with kitchens, with bathrooms, with tiles. You know, we tend not to try and design that, but ultimately we end up designing that, you know.
So then obviously the best phase to come in is very early, at the first stage of the plan.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I think really the best thing to do is, you know, once you have what you think is a site, get it passed, okay, because you start with a field. Once you've got a site, then you have architect plans. Once we get that in, that's when you would start to engage with an interior designer. And any good architect will likely be more than happy that you have an interior designer on board. So we would like to be able to work along with the architect at that stage, you know, so we can start to cover all those particular aspects of the build. And we like to be able to be in control of that, or actually sort of act as that safety net for these decisions that have to be made. Most people we find whenever they're engaging in a house build have limited knowledge. So bringing someone like us on board who has a lot of knowledge about a lot of the different aspects of it is a very good idea.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the cost structure, then the fees, the interior designers are for the rich and famous, as they say.
We understand that. We understand the premise of that. And I suppose I'm trying not to give you a political answer. But what do you get for your money? You get us. You know, so us means that we're there for every decision that you have to make regards that build, right down to doors, architecture, your door furniture, your tiles, your bathrooms. We will help with every decision there. But the reason why we are sort of coming in at that slightly lower price point is because we get two bites of the cherry. because we have our own manufacturing. So then we make our own drapery, we make our own curtains, we make our own scatter cushion, we make our own sofas. So we can then custom build all that as well.
Mm-hmm.
The other good thing as well is that we have lots of contacts. So we know a couple of really good builders, we know good kitchen companies, we know good bathroom companies, we know good tile suppliers. But ultimately what we would say is you don't have to work with those people, you know, because we're charging a design fee, you're paying that. We try to keep it as open as we possibly can. So if you have a particular company you want to work with, we are more than happy to work with that company.
Mm-hmm. And realistically, people might kind of bring you in. When do they bring you in usually? Is that normally how it works? Do people do bring you in that early?
Yes. I mean,
usually.
Yeah, we really want to get in at planning stage, you know, so that you actually have a set of plans. We print off 4 or 5 copies and start doodling on it to see how we're going to get these people to live in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said at the start, you know, it is really about changing a house into a home. So we are asking those questions, you know, is there family, is there pets, you know, are we going to have future-proof this house, is this the be-all and end-all, is this a 10-year plan, is it a 5-year plan? And all those answers then have a knock-on effect on what we actually design. So it is very important to get us in as early as you possibly can. I mean, if you just are literally at planning stage, that's the best time to get us involved. In the same respect, we are still doing work with people who have everything done, they've painted the walls Magnolia, and then they've decided they need help. Yes, we will still help at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
But the ideal time to get us involved would be at planning.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the process like from the homeowner point of view? They sit down with you and you have a long, hard chat about what they need?
We try to sort of formulate a profile of the client. And what we try to do then is actually do the nice thing first, which was do the interior decor. You know, so what we try to find out what their taste is. And you know, we do find lots of people are saying, well, look, we don't know what our taste is. Well, in fact, most of them do. Because if we show them a fabric or a colour, they can offer an opinion. You know, because they say, well, yes, we like that. Or no, we definitely don't like that. Or yeah, it's okay. But if you ask the client, what do you like? They can't answer that. So we understand that. So we try to make that process as simple as we possibly can for them.
Mm-hmm. And then, so I suppose you help with the project management as well, and to a certain extent,
So what we can do is, you know, certainly in terms of self-builds, whenever people decide to go down the self-build route, they try to take control of it, and we're happy to do that. If they want to forgo some of that control, we're happy to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, so we can help project manage that, and it tends to work alongside the different companies who you bring on. And what you'll find is if you have a main building contractor, he will probably have his own electricians, he'll probably have his own plumbers, his own plasters, his own brickies. And it's probably good to actually leave it like that. We can then bring kitchen companies to it, we can bring bathroom companies to it, we can bring tiling companies to it, and then obviously us as well. You know, so yes, we can offer an element of project management.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you wanted to mention in terms of interior designers versus architects?
Yeah.
Maybe the relationships with that or other services you provide?
Yeah, I think that some architects can be very precious about what they've actually developed. Probably don't like being told that it's not going to work. But what we are finding is now architects are coming a little bit more open to the involvement of interior designer, to a point where we're actually now getting recommended by certain architects to come on board, because we actually make their job a little bit easier. So it also means that the client then gets a feeling of control over the project. It also means that they're going to get exactly what they want. So it actually makes that process much more enjoyable and much more satisfying once they get to the end of it, where keys are handed to them and they're walking into a beautiful home.
Mm. Great. Thanks, Simon.
That's it for this Self-Build Plus podcast episode. Tune in next time for more tips and advice from experts and self-builders alike. And make sure to explore everything Self-Build Plus has to offer. The Self-Build Plus journey guides you through the process of building and home improving. The Self-Build Plus forum allows you to share and learn from other self-builders. While the Self-Build Plus videos and our Self-Build Plus virtual events are packed with information and advice. With Self-Build, stop dreaming, start building.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.